Hey, how are you doing? This is Terrace from eFinch. I know that I am like one of the worst podcasters in the entire world. You have probably searched home improvement or handyman or Baltimore, whatever the keywords are that I use, and you come up with my podcast and you hear this awesome information, but it only comes out like every 6 months or so. And half the time, like today, I'm sitting in a car and you can hear the sound of trucks and stuff behind me. So I apologize for that. And to make it up to you, I wanted to let you know that we have a number of new features coming out. And actually, the eFinch Home Improvement Podcast is really going to step up and start being something that comes out on a regular basis. I was talking to the other day, and I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Jeff, who did not know that I had a podcast, a home improvement podcast, but he and I have talked about home improvement a few times. Our kids go to the same school, and I was talking to him, and he raised some good points. So what we're doing is we've already recorded some of the stuff. We've invited a number of different people over to cover subjects in the future dealing with home improvement, or kind of like the business of home ownership, because it is a business. And most people, they don't realize it. At the times, it could feel like a career, especially when you're going through some troublesome times, like a broken water pipe, a flooded basement, a new roof. It just takes up so much time. So I brought in a number of people, and we're going to bring in some more. The first one I'm hoping to have out by the 1st of April, and I'm not sure of the topic yet, but some of the topics that I know we will be covering, I'm just not sure about the one that's coming out on April 1st. But some of the topics that I know we will be covering are the business of being a independent landlord. So that's when you own a rental property or number of rental properties, and you're not a professional property manager. You don't hire a professional property manager. You decide to take on the challenge yourself. We spoke to actually a good friend of mine, and he did kind of what a lot of us dream about, and that is buying your first house in your early 20s. And then, as you upgrade into different houses, he's on his third house right now. Over the last, 20 years, he's kept the previous house and rented it out. And it's a good way to build a lot of wealth, but it comes with a lot of challenges. And we discuss a good bit of that information. I mean, everything from the first rental, how he got the lease, how he gets the tenants, what are some of his biggest concerns in being a landlord. How he handles repairs. A couple of funny stories mixed in there. We also brought in a realtor to talk about preparing your home for sale as springtime approaches. That's something to think about. And then we had a really, really interesting conversation. It was with a mortgage broker. And this particular mortgage broker is also an attorney. So he gives a great, unique perspective dealing with how you're going to prepare your credit, if you have cash and you have debt, what you should do, how you should consider it. He kind of, I don't want to say he gets into the nitty-gritty of things, because that would possibly be boring, but he covers it in a great way. And it's interesting with stories and ideas. Anyway, these are all some of the stuff that we have coming up. I don't have any tips for you today. I'm actually in the middle of performing three renovations myself on for clients. So I've been kind of focused on some of that stuff. And actually I've done in the last like 6 months, I did a number of rehabs, which is part of the reason I'm slacking on the podcast, because at the end of the days, I'm just kind of tired. And, it's a tough business sometimes, so I just don't feel like talking about it. But anyway, if you are listening to this, I really appreciate it. We have a lot of good things coming up. I promise you, if you click the subscribe button, you will get some great information from some real industry leaders. I'm talking like executives with Long and Foster Real Estate, who Ethan has a close relationship with. These are people who have seen the market through the years, have seen possibly millions of transactions and homes. Could give some great intel. And the thing is, when they give it and when we ask for it, you're not getting kind of biased information. It's not going to be a salesman who's in here saying, buy my product, buy my product. It's going to be an industry expert that's giving you the inside scoop. I'm going to make sure that that's the case so you have the best information. Again, this is Terrace. My company, zfinch.com. We're a home improvement platform based in Baltimore, Maryland, also serving Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. But the information we share with you should apply to any happy homeowner from sea to shining sea. Take care. Sorry for the cheesy exit, but I'm in a good mood today. See you around.